It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club. And we have quite a bit to talk about in sports. So we'll take it right from the top. Not that one. Brought up an old sports report. Eesh. That's pretty horrible. There we go. This is better. Well, we heard about 3 weeks ago that Tiger Woods didn't think he would make it back to the PGA Tour anytime soon. But yesterday, in a tweet, Tiger announced that he may return at the PNC Championship. He admitted that he still doesn't know when he's going to return to the regular PGA Tour, but yesterday he announced that he will be competing in the PNC Championship at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club in Orlando later this month, and he's playing with his son. It's been a long and challenging rehab and year for Woods. He says he's excited to close it by competing in the PNC with his son Charlie. Quote, "I'm playing as a dad, and I couldn't be more excited and proud," end quote. Now, for people in my generation, one of the premier sports stars in the world was a guy by the name of Pelé. Of course, soccer. He was just a giant, giant superstar. Back in September, Pelé released on social media that a tumor was found during routine exams that he put off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Pelé had to undergo treatment for colon tumor. That was first diagnosed back in September, and he's now back in the hospital, his doctor said on Wednesday. Pelé is a three-time world champion. He's at the Albert Einstein Hospital in Sao Paulo. He's expected to be released within the next few days, according to doctors. The admittance was for follow-up treatment of the colon tumor identified in September earlier this year, according to the doctors. So our best goes out for best results for Pelé. I mean, when you thought about sports mega superstars, when I was growing up, you had Mickey Mantle, you had Willie Mays, you had Phil Esposito, Bobby Orr, the Boston Bruins, you had the New York Rangers, and their tagline, Jean Rattel. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And you also had Muhammad Ali, originally known as Cassius Clay, and Pelé. Pelé back then was probably one of the most recognized faces in the world. And an amazing soccer player. All right, let's get some more sports news. Alabama continued its dominance in after-season awards. Their quarterback, Young, and their linebacker, Anderson, were named the Southeastern Conference Players of the Year. Year after year, he just keeps putting out teams. He couldn't coach in the had a tough time coaching in the National Football League, but he certainly can coach in college. NBA action last night. The Clippers over the Celtics, 114-111. The Rockets over the Nets, 114-104. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Vancouver down the Bruins 2-1. The Devils over the Flyers 3-0. The Rangers were covered up by the Avalanche 7-3. And now we come to football. Tonight is an 8:20 game. And you've got two teams that are struggling. Now, the Steelers got a win last week when the Ravens decided to go for 2 points and try to win the game, and they didn't get it. And the Vikings are just having a tough year. So two teams that are having a tough year are the highlighted teams on Thursday Night Football. Now, Thursday Night Football is available on Fox and also, I do believe, the NFL Network. So there you go. But that's a look at sports. What can I say? There is no more. Not at least not right now.